Travel and Lifestyles programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back as we continue here on Travel World Radio, talking about Arizona. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus. And Arizona, favorite place, many, many times, every wintertime, head to Arizona. And a repeat visit this year to the beautiful Crown Plaza, Phoenix, the Metro Center North area. Joining us now is David Krohn, the general manager. Welcome once again to Travel World, David.
Stephen, thank you so much. William, good seeing you as well. It was a pleasure seeing you in your recent visit down to Arizona.
And what a great property. This was my second time at the Crown Plaza. You were doing renovations last time and almost finished, and you're still doing renovations because this is a top-notch Crown Plaza member of the IHG group.
Absolutely. It's fabulous. You know, we work for a phenomenal owner that wants to truly make this a jewel in the desert. What a wonderful position to be in when you have an owner that's willing to make that sort of commitment to the property. So, in fact, just since you left the hotel, Stephen, we painted the exterior of the hotel, replaced all of our pool furniture, and I think we did something else, too. It just never stops.
Keeping a property up to date and modern and vibrant, there's always something to do, and I couldn't see anything out of place. It is a jewel in the desert because you come off Interstate 17 there, and you're looking, and there it is. And beautiful colors. It stands out. The trees lit up at night. And what makes the Crown Plaza, Phoenix Metro Center North, stand out from the crowd, one of the amenities you offer, unusual for Phoenix and the Arizona area, you also have an indoor pool. So if it gets coolish at night, hey, come on inside and use the indoor pool.
I want to guess we probably had about 30 people at the indoor pool today because just, you know, you lucked it out. We had a rough winter day here in Phoenix. It was almost 64 degrees today.
Oh boy. I feel so bad for all of you down there.
I do have a pair of shorts on right now, but I have slippers on, though. So those are my winter slippers that I have on today.
A little bit furrier than the normal type. I know somebody said, you know, it's windy today. And it was like, you know, 10-mile-per-hour winds. Or it's, you know, we're hitting the, you know, high 50s. There were people wearing hoodies. And, you know, that was a bad day. And I'm saying, I'm out there, a short-sleeve shirt. And I'm walking around enjoying the wintertime weather in Phoenix. And that's why I always love coming to Phoenix.
Well, for any of those folks thinking about coming down, it's back up to, I think it's supposed to be 72 tomorrow, and we're going to stay probably low 70s for the rest of the week.
And even going out in the outdoor pool in the morning and people saying it's chilly, I loved it because the water is warm and plenty of towels. You don't have to go far to dry off and you know, feel cool. And just sit out there because in the morning, the sun hits it. Afternoon, it's a different direction of the sun. And in the evening, go to the indoor pool. And both the indoor and the outdoor pools have whirlpools. So, hey, what life can't be better than sitting in a whirlpool in Arizona?
Well, it's going to get a little bit better here soon. We spring training starts here for Major League Baseball. So, you know, we have great proximity just with our freeway access to there's 10 different spring training ballparks all over the Phoenix area. So we get a ton of visitors coming in for that every single year. So that's starting up here pretty soon. So, you know, spring to me means baseball. So yes, we're excited about that as well.
Yeah, springtime, baseball, again, nothing can be better. Coming out to the sun, baseball and swimming pools, beautiful. And you're in such a well-centered part of the city because right near the freeway, you can get anywhere within 30 minutes. And just in the general vicinity, all of the major retailers, all of the restaurants to choose from. You don't have to go far when you're staying at the Crown Plaza, Phoenix North.
Absolutely not. And if somebody wants to continue to venture even farther, obviously we've got a shuttle service. They'll take them right over to the light rail, which will take you just about anywhere you want to get in the valley, including downtown, all the way out to the airport. You can get down to East Valley by taking the light rail as well. And, of course, if somebody's looking to go up to the cooler climbs up in the northern part of the state, we're right there on I-17, so we've got great proximity from that standpoint. We're excited about that.
You can also be excited about a lot of the different amenities that you have at the property, and one of those things is also the new menu, which I had the privilege of sampling from the executive chef.
What'd you think of it?
It was great. Presented so beautifully. And, boy, it was tasty. He brought out like 3 or 4 or 5 different dishes. And I was stuffed. But luckily, packaged it up, brought it back to the room, had an overnight snack as well.
Well, we're very fortunate to have one of the best chefs in the valley. So, and we've worked with him for a number of years. He's a great guy. A lot of amenities at this particular Crown Plaza, as you mentioned, the two pools. Just about a state-of-the-art fitness center with all Matrix equipment, with personal viewing screens, free Wi-Fi throughout the property, a Starbucks just off our restaurant, a complete full service, completely free to our guest business center as well. So, you know, we offer a little bit for the leisure guests, but then we also offer things for our meeting guests, about 11,000 square feet of meeting space. And then I think we talked about this briefly. We'll be... Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Okay. I thought I lost you there.
No, my line's fine.
There we go. We'll be starting some construction here fairly soon on a 4,200 square foot meeting facility outside the hotel, glass enclosed with a retractable roof. The only one in Arizona.
Oh, and then so basically you get the sunshine come in, but you'll be nice and cool inside even in the summertime.
Absolutely. And we're very excited about that.
What I also noticed, a lot of repeat visitors and meetings going on, and the lobby, nice and bright and airy. The whole southwestern charm is brought indoors.
Oh, it is. And I tell you what, with the new colors we've just put on the outside of the building, it just really, it really set the tone for it. So the hotel's looking spectacular. Business seems to be picking up in the Phoenix area, which is encouraging for us. We run a couple hotels here in the city of Phoenix, Expotel Hospitality Services. That's our management company based out of New Orleans. Couple exciting hotels. We just took over a couple hotels in Chicago, and we'll be opening up a beautiful hotel in Greene, Illinois sometime in May. But enough about those people. Let's talk about Phoenix again. But,
yeah, back to Phoenix. But it's always good to have a good management company, because
absolutely
having the management company and the people who want to provide that hospitality, because they have hospitality right in their name at Expotel, they're hands-on managers, and they want those properties that they are managing for various owners to be successful and to resonate with the clientele that are coming to their various areas.
Well, I agree. I mean, and again, you can invest millions in your hotel, which my owner has done, but I think that we've also invested in our employees, because I think one of the things that sets us apart from a lot of the hotels, and we have beautiful resorts in the Phoenix area, we have some phenomenal people that work at our hotel. I mean, they really care. We try to set ourselves up as, you know, people's home away from home, and to treat people like that and try to anticipate their needs. Make them happy when they're away from home. It's a tough thing. You know, you miss your pillow, you miss your significant other, you miss your dog. But if there's a nice smiling face at the front desk or in the restaurant or the individual cleaning your room, boy, it sure makes a lot of difference.
Oh, most certainly, because I had occasion to call somebody from engineering because I couldn't really figure out how to operate the shower spout, and I didn't want to break it off and come into my hand. He was up in the room within around 30 seconds, showed me how to use it, said, oh, sometimes it's a bit stiff, but glad you called, didn't break it, and wished me a happy day. Everyone you'd pass, cleaning staff in the corridors, the front desk, or the waitresses at the breakfast buffet, they had a smile. They wished you, you know, they were happy you were staying at their hotel, and that, again, it all adds to the memories and makes people want to return. There was, during my stay, a number of sporting groups there in the area. They'd driven in from places like Colorado, playing soccer. And you do a big business there with sporting teams. Because I've seen them both years, a number of sporting events and people coming into the area. And they appreciated.
Absolutely.
They certainly appreciated that they could come there with their family and find things for the kids to do, and find a reasonable rate and be centrally located.
It is. And again, I think it's important in our industry. You have to cater to everybody. You have to cater to business people. You have to cater to the leisure guest. You have to cater to the social guest. We try to wear a lot of hats around the Crown Plaza Phoenix at all times.
And that is certainly what brings me back, because I feel welcome and I enjoy myself. I sat out on the balcony in my room overlooking the pool. It was very hard day. I had to choose whether I went to the outdoor pool or the indoor pool. I had to decide which whirlpool to go to, whether I wanted to sit on my balcony or sit in the lobby to read, enjoy a breakfast buffet. I enjoyed the new creations on the menu, Indian cuisine on a par with some of the finest Indian restaurants that I have been to, such as in London, England. And it all came together. And then maybe go for a drive and go down the street and look at some stores. It was a really hard decision every day. I really, really enjoy the Crowne Plaza, Phoenix North. Now,
that's great to hear, Stephen.
We have maybe 30 seconds left. Website is cpphoenix.com. David Crone is the general manager. In around 20 seconds, sum it up for me, David.
Well, I think if you're looking for a great place with fabulous value that has a fabulous location to get anywhere in Phoenix, I think the only place to go is the Crowne Plaza Phoenix North. We'd love to have you come by.
And I certainly second that motion. David Crone, general manager, Crowne Plaza Phoenix North, cpphoenix.com. Thank you once again for your hospitality. And glad you could join us here today on Travel World.
Thank you, Stephen. Have a great day.
Same to you.
Bye.
Bye.